when Jesus says he's the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. Like, we're meant to be, as we're walking in him, as we're in Christ, we're meant to be a GPS to the Father. We're meant to live like Jesus. Like, that's what he's inviting us into. And it's the coolest thing. It's the coolest thing. And I think part of the reason he said that is so that we don't get people to depend on us. It's the way. Like, he's called us to be the way for people. Like, to literally be the manifestation of God. The whole earth awaits the manifestation of the sons of God, I believe is what it says. So we're literally called to be the way back to the Father for people. It's Jesus, right? But he's in us and we're in him. And everywhere we go, we can love people. otherwise, how will they know? The thing about a GPS is, I've been going to Morris. I've been driving from Alexandria to Morris. This whole week, I've been on this big job. It's been taking a while, which is okay, because I priced it really high. Like, I priced it like twice as much as what I would normally price a job like that, because I knew it'd take a while. It's high up in the air. There's a lot of corners on it, so it takes a lot longer to put up the gutters. And I had to rip down gutters too. So there's a way that I can go to get to Morris, and I remember it, but it takes longer. It doesn't take that much longer. It only takes like 5 minutes longer. But I can get there without the GPS, but I've been using the GPS because there's a way. I like taking the way where I save 5 minutes, because if I'm there and back, then that saves 10 minutes, right? So just now I, for the first time, like, didn't use the GPS today, going there and going back. I didn't use it. So in that same way, to where I needed that GPS until I figured it out, until I learned it on my own. That's what discipleship is, dude. Like, that's real Christian biblical discipleship. It's to not get people dependent on you. It's to not set somebody up to where you're their lifelong accountability partner. You're their lifelong mentor. You don't need a lifelong mentor. You don't need a lifelong accountability partner. You need Jesus, dude. Because there's going to be a day where that person, they might not be having a good day. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But if you're dependent on them, what if their phone breaks? What if they are sick? What if they go the other way? What if a lot of things? What if they say something that you disagree with theologically? And then you're like, you just write them off, but in your head, you believe you need that person, and you actually were using that person to stay okay when you could have grown past that. That's not a good situation. So, man, God wants to use us to lead people into intimacy with him, to show them, like, this is who Jesus is. We show them the way to the Father. We show him. We have intimacy with God in our life. We're seeking him in the secret place, and he's rewarding us in the open. And people are seeing what he's doing in our life, and they're so encouraged by it. They're so stirred up by it. They're like, I want that. So you spend time with people, and you love people. And they're taking what you're teaching them, and they're getting alone with God, and they're seeking God one-on-one, and they're in the Word, and they're with him. and they're going out and they're using that stuff and they're laying hands on the sick and they're prophesying and they're doing the specific things the Holy Spirit's called them to where they'll have their most fruitful life and ministry and relationship with Him. To where they don't need you. If we're discipling people the way Jesus did, we should be able to die after a couple years, and they'll be fine, and they'll keep running well. Like it was only like 3 years, I think, that he was with the disciples, and then bam, he's dead. He did pop up a couple times right away afterwards, and then even further on after that with John in Revelation. So he was continuing to appear to him and speak to him, just like he does with us all the time. But like in the natural, he only did it for 3 years. And then he's like, apparently God thought that was enough time. So our discipleship, the way it should look, is to get people not dependent on us, but is to lead them into intimacy with God to where they're dependent on Him for everything. To where He's sustaining them. He's their life source. They don't need anything from anybody. There's nothing anybody can do to ruin their day or ruin their week, because they're in right relationship with God and they know it. And they're enjoying His presence in public and privately. Ah! We don't need mentorship and discipleship as much as we think. It's a lot of codependency. Those people are codependent on other people, and then they get people to be codependent on them, and we don't even realize it's what's going on because it's so normal in the church, but it's screwed up and it's demonic. It's from the devil, because what it does is it takes away your need for intimacy with God, and you can just rely on other people. But there's going to come a day where it's going to crumble, because if your foundation's not on Him, it's going to come down, man. The wind and the waves are going to come. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Build your house on the rock. He wants you to build your house on the rock. Our discipleship should be showing other people what it looks like to build your house on the rock, to build your house on Jesus, man. If you're going to meet up with somebody for coffee, they should be encouraged by your life to seek the Lord. What are we selling? Are we showing people intimacy with God and what that looks like? Are we showing them the way to the Father? Are we showing them the way to a program or the way to a church or the way to have a weekly meeting with somebody and tell them your sins like the Catholic Church? We're doing the same thing, man. We're doing the same. We rip on Catholicism and Lutheran churches and all this stuff in the non-denominational churches and in the Assemblies of God, and in the there's lots of other denominations that are similar. But we rip on them for like the Catholic confession thing. But actually what we're doing in our discipleship a lot of times is the same thing. It's the same exact thing. You have somebody that you meet with weekly if you're doing it right. And if you didn't mess up this week, you meet with them weekly. Otherwise, you're in sin, and you tell them everything you did wrong, and they give you their opinion instead of the Bible, and they get you to further depend on them instead of Jesus. God's got something way better. He's got something way better. Yeah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. If you've been with Jesus in the secret place, like you've been with Him, you know what I'm talking about. Like when you read about Jesus going out at night to pray, like you've had that experience. You know what I'm talking about. You know that what happens in that place is a whole lot more real and a whole lot more refining, and there's a whole lot greater level of accountability that comes from it. Than what could come from another person. He knows everything all the time. And you know you. You know how you're doing. I think that's it. But yeah, I just hope this was encouraging to, like, in our discipleship, man, that we're leading people to the Father. We're leading them to Jesus. We're giving them the Holy Spirit. Like, man, let's lead people into intimacy with Him, and let's lead by example. We can know so much stuff, but let's live this thing. Let's do it. We can do this. We don't need a 10-step program or a 12-step program. We can, in intimacy and relationship with God, we can seek Him, we can pursue Him. We have every bit of freedom in being able to pursue Him. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He's good. He's so good. He so loves us. We can do this. If this was convicting at all, you probably turned it off. You're probably not still listening if that was that convicting. Maybe you are, but it doesn't have to be this huge thing. We can just repent. We can just change the way we think. We can just, God, I think I might have been leading some people to be dependent on me, and I don't want that. I didn't even realize I was doing it. God, thanks for showing me. I'm moving on. I want to lead people into intimacy with You. I want to lead people into being dependent on You and You alone. And we just move on. God's not mad at us. It's not anything like that. Father God, we thank You that You're so good and You so love us. And we just appreciate what You're doing in our lives. We thank You for Your presence. I pray Your presence for everybody listening to this, God. I pray that Your word would just cut us deep, so deep. We want to know You the way You really are. We want to know Jesus with the eyes of fire. And we want to know the Jesus that heals the sick and raises the dead and casts out demons. We want to know the Jesus that loves everybody, everywhere, all the time. We thank You live inside of us, God, and You love people. You love us. We thank You that we have full access to You, and we can come boldly before You because of what You did on the cross, Jesus. We thank You for Your blood shed for us. We thank You for Your blood shed that takes away the Lamb of God, that takes away the sins of the world. Not just that we are forgiven and getting into heaven someday, but You literally came to take them away so we wouldn't live that way anymore, Jesus. So we just thank You for what You're doing in our lives. We thank You for setting us free from sin. We thank You for healing us. We thank You, God, You love us. It is settled in Your heart. You're never going to change Your mind. And we just receive You, and we thank You for Your love. In Jesus' name, amen.